This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that, you know, I want to turn into the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in Miami, clear the road. They were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American, they wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to go through life, son.
I'm going
to
deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, and maybe even get you a little embarrassed. Don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're always so stupid. I need you to take lessons.
You're despicable.
Welcome back to another session of Sanity. Always a pleasure to have you with me. I do appreciate the time you guys spend with us on the air, in the chat room, and texting and tweeting and truly being, part of the conversation. I really do appreciate the time you spend with us, and I know some of you will respond, whether it's on the chat room or by text or however you do it in the Facebook pages, and that's great. I do appreciate the time. But head up to the website, therealside.com. You can watch live, listen live, and you can take the poll there. But, you know, also comment on the stories. Give me your email address. I send out one email a week. Yes, we have our sponsors on there, but that's how we keep the show in the air. You know, some of you complain about the commercials. It's easy to fix that. Send me money. It takes money to put these shows on. I don't care what kind of show. Now, if you'd like, if some of you are okay with me sounding like I'm in a bathroom, I can always go back to that kind of thing, right? You know, where you hold an iPhone a few feet from your face and you can see my nose hairs and it sounds like I'm in a room with the, you know, we can do that. But it takes money to have equipment. It takes money to put the show on and get it out there properly. And if you want the information, you know, you got to help out. You got to be part, like I always say, you got to be part of the solution. And that might be just giving up one cup of coffee a month. It's really that simple. And yours truly is a lot more than just this radio show. I mean, some of you... I appreciate the time you spend with me. I appreciate the fact that you enjoy the show. But myself and some of my colleagues are out there helping young people learn how to navigate the system, learn how to become leaders. Talk more about that in some show further on down the road. You know, we've talked about this and it's been poo-pooed and everything's wonderful and fine. And no, it's not true, but the FBI was totally weaponized for the Democrats during Obama. It's really simple. Not that hard to figure out. And as more and more paperwork, as more and more papers are being put out there, you're seeing this more and more in memos, in notes, in texts. And, you know, it's funny how many people were indicted in the Mueller investigation, most of them Russians. Russians that you'll never see, that we've never heard about, companies that you'll never be able to get a hold of somebody. I'm sure Putin's putting them all on a bus. Remember what he said at one point? He says, if you want to interview these people, come on over. I'll give you a room. You can interview them. What I would say to him is, listen, we'll come over, but you do the interviewing. We'll let your people do it because, you know, they do their interviews totally different. Believe me. But the proof is, when you think about things that went on with Hillary Clinton, you know, they made an appointment. I talked about this the other night. They made an appointment. Think about this. This is the FBI. We believe you're doing criminal things, and we're going to... Can we come over Saturday and talk to you about it? Yeah, we make an appointment? Yeah. We might even pick up some equipment. We don't know yet. Can you imagine that? And then she had them sign non-disclosure agreements. They couldn't record anything. They spent 3 hours there. And after spending 3 hours there... Think about this. That was a Saturday. And I said, I had no inside information, and I said it at the time, and later on, we find out that I was right, and it was a guess, I'm just telling you based on what I saw. I said, there's no way in the sweet God's earth that the FBI put together the final, I don't know, report on Hillary Clinton's email server from Saturday morning, or Saturday afternoon for that matter, to Tuesday morning. Because remember, Comey wrote the report and had the press conference Tuesday morning, which is unheard of for him to do, period, for an FBI director to do to begin with. So I said he had to have this written. He had to have this ready to go and just put a little spin and polish on it. They knew what they were going to say before they even went to talk to Hillary Clinton. Don't tell me they didn't know from day one. They weren't going to get the information from her. They weren't going to get what they were looking for. Right? I mean, it's that simple. And what did we recently find out? That Comey wrote that report, for all intents and purposes, months before that Tuesday morning. Months. I don't have a crystal ball, don't have any inside information, just sat back and looked and said, okay, what's going on here? But to make it even worse, like rubbing salt in an open wound, FBI agents went to James Comey's house and retrieved evidence, quote-unquote, a secret, previously unreported memo that he drafted the night before the agents arrived. Well, that is after he was fired as the FBI director. Now, that's according to documents that were released recently in response to a Freedom of Information Act request. Judicial Watch is all over this, by the way. Go up to their site. And what you're going to see up there on Judicial Watch is all these requests that they've made, the information they've got back, what they've poured through, and what they've come up with after they poured through these things. Now, additionally, Comey told agents that spontaneously, that to the best of his recollection, two memos were missing. Yeah, I wonder where they went. Anybody check the shredder or the fireplace? A source familiar with the probe confirmed that the DOJ Inspector General's office had been reviewing whether Comey's memos improperly contained classified information. It would be great. It'd be great if the IG came out and did a press conference and said, we found these in Comey's house and they were missing and they were marked as classified. And unlike Mr. Comey's conclusion with Mrs. Clinton, it is against the law, and we are recommending that he go to jail for this. Wouldn't that be great? Show that the exact same crime can put you in jail. Comey was fired on May 9, 2017, on the morning of June 7th. An FBI evidence log showed that he handed the agents three memos. And they were classified. Joe Mazzini, your host. Don't go far. A lot more of this craziness after the break. We'll be right back. Stock market up, stock market down. Gold, silver, stocks, bonds, Bitcoin, real estate, cash and coffee cans. How can I protect my money? Recently, 20 billionaires have come out saying the market will correct. It has to. In 2007, warnings from the Bank of International Settlements about the impending market adjustment went unheeded by many. The bank is making those same predictions again, but my friends over at Landmark Capital can help. Joe Mazzini here, host of The Real Side with Joe Mazzini. David Fisher and his team can guide you through the different investment opportunities that would be right for you. Whether it's precious metals, stocks, bonds, real estate, cryptocurrency, or just burying cash in the backyard, let David and the people at Landmark Capital help. No sales pressure. They can tell you in short order if they can help. Give them a call at 844-715-7311. 844-715-7311. Get their free newsletter by signing up at landmarkgold.com or call now, 844-715-7311.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.
Do you own a timeshare? Well, you probably now realize it wasn't a good idea, and the financial strain it's putting on you and your family has you stressed, and you probably think there's no way out. This is Steve Sanchez, and you know I've been an advocate for hardworking Americans just like you for 27 years, and there's a way out of this financial nightmare, and my friends at Wesley Financial, the leading timeshare cancellations company in the country, can help you cancel your timeshare guaranteed. Being lied to, misled, and pressured into buying a timeshare doesn't have to be your story. But freedom of being out of it can be. I have a special free information kit that will give you the step-by-step process that Wesley Financial uses to get you out of your timeshare guaranteed. Call 1-800-501-6100. That's 1-800-501-6100 or visit stevesanchez.info. You don't have to have the financial nightmare of a timeshare any longer. Wesley Financial can help you get out guaranteed. Call 1-800-501-6100.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Dahibo Tea Club's original Pure Powdy Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on, so it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, Dahibo Tea Club's original Pure Powdy Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people and can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. Dahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
We depend on our drinking water supply daily, but where does that water come from? Your water provider encourages you to get to know your local water source so together we can protect and preserve it. The investments we make as a community to protect our water source now ensure we have a sustainable drinking water supply for the future. Visit drinktap.org to learn more. This message is brought to you by the American Water Works Association and your local water provider.
Tiny-brained whoppers of other people's bottoms.
We are back. You listen to The Real Side? On GCN Live, always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855 732-5563. Somebody asked me if blue is my favorite color. Really? Seriously. I wear a lot of blue shirts. I have a blue background. I mean, the only thing I'm missing is blue eyes, but that would look good. I'm serious. In front of me, it would look good. Anyway, always appreciate the time that you're go out and look at the website, therealside.com. A little blue going on there, too. always a pleasure having you with me. I really do appreciate the time that you guys spend with us on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and truly being part of this conversation. And I know there's many going on. I know the debates are going on tonight. You could be watching those. I don't know why, though. Why would you want to get sick? You've probably had a nice day, nice relaxing day, right? You've been with family, maybe, and then you want to watch them? Are you serious? Although, if you're into comedy and craziness, it's probably great to be watching them right now. You know? Talk about how the FBI, they just, again, I feel sorry for rank and file because I don't believe rank and file is like this. I think everybody up at the top has become like this because they've had so much unchecked power for so long. And then Obama weaponized them against any kind of conservative, Republican, or anybody who didn't have any socialistic foundation. And a lot of these people, somebody was telling me from the FBI the other day, they were really amazed at how many agents now are extremely liberal. Why would you go into law enforcement unless you were coerced into it? But why would you go to law enforcement if you're extremely liberal? If you're one that doesn't believe some of this stuff is against the law or bad or whatever? It makes no sense to me. It's kind of like, you know, really hardcore conservatives are probably the best to be in law enforcement to a big degree. I don't want them there. I don't want them 100% to be that. But you know what I'm saying? You want somebody who's going to force the law. The raids. Remember all those wonderful raids that everybody was so afraid of? They were going after people that had already been ordered to leave. They were going after people that still had felonies and so forth against them. And the Dems were teaching them how to avoid being picked up. So apparently the rule of law doesn't count except when they're following it, when they want it to apply to them. Right? Now, Comey was fired on May 9th, remember? Well, some of you probably don't. And in the morning of June 7th, an FBI evidence log showed that he handed the agents three memos comprised of one or two pages, and they were dated February 14th of 2017. Comey provided one four-page memo dated last night, 6:30 p.m. And speaking with agents at his house, Comey indicated that the second page of the memo, dated March 30th, had the incorrect banner line classified. It had a classification of secret, I don't know what this means, non-foreign, N-O-F-O-R-N, rather than unclassified. Now, the FBI document did not elaborate on, the FBI did not elaborate on the contents of the memo. So it's kind of like, you know, what do you, change it as you go? The day after the agents visited Comey's home, they admitted in the congressional, he admitted in the congressional testimony that he had leaked memos purportedly, you know, and he couldn't remember quite the date he leaked them. He remembered who he leaked them to, but not really for what reasons. So again, so you have Comey that's lying to the FBI. Why isn't he been brought up on charges like Michael Flynn? Right? Now, allegedly, still, nobody would corroborate this. Trump demanded loyalty from Comey and demanded that he let Michael Flynn go. And everybody got crazy about the loyalty thing. You know, really, if you're loyal to the president, aren't you loyal to the country? I mean, he has to be sure that the people around him are loyal to what he's doing, that are in. Here's the deal. Obviously, there were people that weren't loyal to him and or the seat because they leaked pretty much everything he said. Not top secret, not things that were critical to blowing up this nation. Not like he was giving the codes away to other people. But people around him were leaking stuff like crazy when he first got in. Why is that okay? Why is that acceptable? So, again, this is proof that the FBI was weaponized, it was used against conservatives, it was tweaked to further the cause of the liberals. It's really that simple. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. There's a resurfaced video that shows Elijah Cummings, ready for this one? Ready? Calling Baltimore's drug infestation and likening residents to zombies. Now, the guy who's screaming, "Oh, woe is me, look at the names I've been called," himself called Baltimore drug infested, and he himself likened the residents of that area to zombies. Would it be great to have gotten him on a hot mic afterward talking about how bad that district was. Because that's basically what happened. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Yeah, let's see if I can pull this up. No, can't pull it up. Never mind. The House Oversight Committee Chairman Elijah Cummings previously referred to his community of Baltimore as a drug-infested area, using a term that President Trump included in a tweet. The video tweeted by the president on Wednesday showed Cummings lamenting the city's scourge of drugs while speaking during what appeared to be a congressional hearing. This morning, he says, I left my community of Baltimore, a drug-infested area where a lot of drugs, we're talking about a lot of drugs, and they've already been taking the lives of so many children, he said. The same children that I watched 14 to 15 years ago as they grew up. They're now walking around like zombies. Trump originally called Baltimore a rat and rodent infested mess. And it sent the left, sent him into a tizzy. They thought they had him. Right? They thought that he was there and they had him. Wouldn't that have been great? Let's see. I think I got the sound on this now. Or I got the clip on this now. Come on, you can do it, I promise. This is Representative Elijah Cummings in 1999 talking about how bad Baltimore was.
This morning, I left my community of Baltimore, a drug-infested area, where a lot of the drugs that we're talking about today have already taken the lives of so many children. The same children that I watched 14 or 15 years ago as they grew up, now walking around like zombies. This is only 40 miles away from here.
Well, that was hard to take, huh? Think about it. He's got to swallow his own words. Joe Mazzini, your host, listen to the Real Side. We'll be back in just a few minutes.
Do you have an American flag that was made everywhere else but America? Joe Mazzini here, host of the Real Side Radio Show. I'm always asking you to buy items made in America whenever you can, and I'm putting my money where my mouth is. I own and fly an American flag made by Grace Alley, and I love it. I can hardly walk by it without saluting. Let's keep the unemployment rate low and buy American. Grace Alley flags are made right here in America by American workers. These embroidered flags are made well, and you'll be proud to fly them. Stop sending your money overseas. Keep it right here in America. These flags are fully endorsed by the U.S. government for all American flag requirements. You can find them on Amazon at gracealley.com. Get one for the house, the office, well, and your bedroom. Why not? Again, you can find them at Amazon and gracealley.com. God bless you, and God bless America.
Fellow Patriots, my name is Todd Savage, founder of BlackRifleRealEstate.com. Like you, I was a prisoner of the alt-left sanctuary state, until one day I chose to lead my family to freedom. Today we live on a sustainable 20-acre homestead where we shoot, hunt, garden, and homeschool our children without the tyranny of the nanny state looking over us. If you're ready to flee the city to the freedom of Idaho or Montana, our Black Rifle Real Estate team is here to help. Go to BlackRifleRealEstate.com. That's BlackRifleRealEstate.com.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
The 10 Democratic presidential candidates stated their cases to begin the second round of debates in Detroit. They all spoke of President Trump. Senator Kamala Harris.
I am prepared to march with you, to fight with you for the best of who we are and to successfully prosecute the case of 4 more years of Donald Trump.
Joe Biden pointed out the diversity of the candidates, saying, "This is America, and we are great because of this diversity.
So, Mr. President, let's get something straight. We love it. We are not leaving it. We are here to stay, and we're certainly not going to leave it to you.
Senator Cory Booker presented a need for Democratic unity.
This pitting against progressives, against moderates, saying one is unrealistic and the other doesn't care enough, that to me is dividing our party and demoralizing us in face of the real enemy here.
This is USA Radio News.
Hey, travelers, do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right, call, because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at ridiculously low prices. Our prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find ridiculously low prices for you. Call SmartFares today and get the best price on your next flight. Guaranteed. Also, save up to 50% off business and first class tickets.
800-871-3291. 800-871-3291. Again, that's 800-871-3291.
You got a love bite on your neck. He's coming back this morning. What's the matter with you? Your life's going down the toilet. Cover up that damn thing. Come on, put some makeup on.
All right.
Back. You are listening to The Real Side with GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-GEO, 855-732-5563. To sign up to get texts for the show when it starts and so on. You can always send a text to TRS to 55222. That's TRS to 55222. And if you know, a lot of good stories up there, a lot of things you can get some information over or from. You know, I'm so tired of hearing all this Baltimore stuff. I got better names for it, but you can't use it over the radio. And, you know, what was wrong with President Trump calling out what Baltimore has become? And even with the clip we played the other night, I mean, Baltimore has become run by corrupt politicians who really don't care about you people. Period. I mean, take a look at what they're doing. Run down their political rap sheet, if you would, or civic rap sheet. They're not doing anything. And, you know, when they talk about this, if you really think about it, what racism is, I mean, they're talking about President Trump as being a racist because his tweets don't mention anything about color. Well, they think they do. They think he's attacking Cummings just because he's black. They are much confused. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. A British woman, now see, this is stuff that scares me, because here, with the climate, what these people will do will crucify some young kids. And we've seen it done, Duke University. It happened there. But a lawyer for a British woman who made a false rape claim suggests that she's the victim of a more serious crime. So she accused some young men of raping her when it wasn't true, and now she is the victim again. A worse crime. Lawyer for a 19-year-old British woman arrested for falsely claiming a dozen Israeli teens gang raped her. I suggested that his client is a victim of a more serious crime. Andreas, the unnamed woman's lawyer, leveled criticism in a video posted online purportedly showing his client having sex with several young men at a popular resort this month. Now, originally she said she was raped. Remember that. He called the leaked video a much more serious criminal offense than public nuisance charge than his client's public nuisance charge. What was she having sex on the floor in the middle of a hotel room, a hotel somewhere or something? I don't know. I don't get it. She called the leaked video a much more serious criminal offense than public nuisance that his client faces when he spoke to reporters outside of the courthouse. He said these 12 boys are being treated as heroes, but the internet is now flooded with images and texts of this young lady. Well, that's the nature of the internet, isn't it? We scream about it all the time as conservatives. We don't get any love. What makes you think it's going to change for you? The state-run Cyprus news agency reported the woman allegedly told investigators that she filed a rape report because she was angry and insulted at a number of the Israelis' allegedly recorded video of her having sex with some of them. The woman later voluntarily recanted her rape allegation. Look, she was mad and upset. If we go by what the nutjob feminists in this country want you to do, you have to believe the woman no matter what. There would have been no repercussion, pushback, recourse. Those kids would have been in jail, and they would have been claimed guilty just from the allegation. Now, she, again, voluntarily recanted her rape allegation. The Israeli teens initially arrested on July 18th following the woman's claim have all been released. But why were they even put in jail? There was no proof they did this. Why were they put in jail? Meanwhile, a judge on Tuesday granted Patada's request for a one-week adjournment so that he and his client can review the evidence investigators have gathered against her. The attorney said that his client will most likely enter a plea to the charge at her next court appearance, but wouldn't say how she would plead. The charge carries a maximum sentence of a year in prison and an $1,800 or $1,900 fine. Now, his client has consented to remain in a police detention unit until her court date. What, they have like apartments for these people? A police detention? You mean a jail cell? I mean, really, think about it, right? It's a jail cell. God bless America. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Always appreciate your time with us. Some crazy stuff going on. I love these crazy stories. More than you know. People who swear a lot are good as friends. Well, it's over a fact that people who use swear words too much, they're usually frowned upon, right? They're considered uneducated or rude. But apparently we've been taught all wrong. We have a wrong assumption of what that means. Now, the writer says it's not uncommon for intelligent people to look at the world and society around them in a different way. Quite the contrary. Was it Tlaib? You ever hear her in a tirade with all the nasty language? She ain't so bright, so maybe this article's probably really off. To our surprise, according to the latest research, they're all prone to using profanities. This is rich people. And they're even creative at it, much more compared to the regular person. So not only can they swear, and swearing shows, I don't know, some intelligence level, but the poor kids do it better than the rich kids. We tend to distance ourselves from people that swear. We believe that their simple lack of the language skills shows you how dull they are, how dumb they are, how uneducated they are. It's completely the other way around, according to this study. According to their findings, the required skills to make up some new swear words is linked to high fluency in language skills. Individuals with high IQ scores are both fluent and have a more versatile vocabulary. Which means that, how many different ways you can say a swear? You want a more diverse vocabulary? Yeah, learn how to swear, right? That sounds like it makes total sense. God bless. In addition to their intelligence, people who swear more tend to be more honest as well. Wow. Every other word, every third word? Where'd they do the study? I mean, was it K through 6? Well, the California could be, Never know. In addition to their intelligence, people who swear more tend to be more honest. Really? They make better friends. And these findings come from a study he analyzed hundreds of thousands of Facebook status updates. So they didn't even go and ask real people, really. They were looking at what was being printed on Facebook, which people totally change on Facebook. You wouldn't even know that they were even somewhat related to the person that you know for real. Another issue for people who swear a lot is the fact that psychologists claim that they're more comfortable at expressing themselves freely. This means that they're truer to themselves and to others as well. They also say that they have to mention the crime case students, which looked into the assumption that honest people swear more than dishonest ones. They discovered the innocent people who were suspected of a crime swear much more than guilty people. Right? Moreover, people who use profanities during testimonials are observed as more credible. I don't even know what to do with that. So if you're up in the court and you give it your testimony, and you tell them to judge what's going on, but you throw in a few swear words, you become more credible, the jury's going to give you more points. You know, and it goes on to say, if you have friends who use the most creative profanities, you should know that they're probably highly intelligent and honest at heart. Of course they are. I know lots of liars that are highly intelligent and honest at heart. See, this is another one of those things. For years, they've taught us and told us that somebody who swears a lot, they don't have much vocabulary, they're not a very smart person. They're using it to get around issues. And now they're telling you that, exactly what we told you is the opposite, and that's what will work for you. When we come back, we're going to talk about parents of gender-confused kids who are demanding an investigation of a government-funded study of puberty blockers. We'll be right back.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Message and data rates may apply.
Ladies and gentlemen, this may be the last time you ever have to worry about hair loss. Because Bosley is the real deal. They're giving women and men their hair back permanently. Their real hair. All it takes to get started is a single text message. You'll get an absolutely free information kit and a free gift card when you text TITAN11 to 85850. Bosley will show you, for free, how great your hair could look. You'll also see, for free, why you're losing hair and how to get it back. Women and men all over the country trust Bosley because they're America's number one hair restoration expert. Ahead of the curve with the latest technology. And the best part? Bosley has permanent solutions to hair loss. You'll love what they'll do for your hair. So drop what you're doing long enough to send a text. Get your free information kit and gift card for $250 off by texting TITAN11 to 85850. Don't forget, that's TITAN11 to 85850.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guide with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while, we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track, not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and Save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what Wayne has to say.
Extendivite. I've been taking it for about 2 years, and I had really bad heart palpitations. And since I've been taking it, I don't have any major episodes at all anymore. I'm 76 years old, and I still play competitive basketball. Well, of course, I've taken care of myself really good since I was 60, but Extendivite really helped the blood pressure, really helped the... I used to get really bad episodes of heart palpitations, just skipping beats and double beats. But also, I wanted to tell you that I really appreciate your broadcast. They're just really refreshing.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Did you ever go to school, stupid?
Yes, sir. And I come out the same way.
We are back. I like that bass line. Always did. Joe Mazzini, your host, listen to Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Thanks so much for being with me. Do appreciate the time that you're spending with us on the air and the chat room and texting and tweeting and being part of the conversation. So, usually, if the government does a study, and they like the way it turns out and it's in their favor and it makes a case for them, they plaster it everywhere. When they get the study back and it doesn't quite turn out the way they want, they use it to line the bottom of a birdcage. You know what I'm saying? Some of you know what I mean. Well, the parents of gender-confused kids demand investigation of government-funded study on puberty blockers. Now, why would they do that? Why would the government give it up to begin with? That I don't understand. Parents whose children were harmed by medicalization of gender, specifically puberty-blocking drugs. Now, the more and more I read on this, if you guys would do some homework, and don't just grab one story from somebody on the left. You got to grab stories from both sides because, you know, both sides say they have proof that gender blockers don't hurt, which I don't understand. The simpleton that I am, your body was made to grow, designed, whether you believe in God or Mother Nature, your body was designed to grow a certain way, to form a certain way. It requires certain chemicals to interact with other chemicals to make your bones strong, to make your, you know, your eyes, ears, nose, throat, whatever. And then once you're outside the womb, should you arrive safely, once you're outside the womb, you then find that your body still has things to do to grow, right? I mean, God forbid I was the same size now that I was when I was born. It'd be kind of tough. Some people would be happy. I wouldn't, you know. But think about it, right? I mean, even the growth spurts you go through, those require chemicals to do, and male bodies do certain things, and female bodies do certain things. And that was all the way it was designed to be. So now the government comes in and says, or some doctor comes in and says, well, if you feel like a female, if you feel like a male, we'll give you some hormone blockers so you can figure out what you are, when you are, when you finally get there. That means you put on pause all those things that are supposed to be happening in your body for the first 10 years, 5 years, however long it is. So how do you rectify that if you're a scientist? How does that make sense to you? So again, you go back to this and you ask doctors. Now, some will tell you, no, don't do it. And I once asked that question on my Facebook page. I simply said, look, there are two sides to this. Actually, there's three sides to this issue. Do some research before you subject your kids to the drugs. Right? The hormone-blocking drugs. Specifically, puberty-blocking drugs, cross-sex hormones, and surgical interventions. They're asking the Surgeon General to increase public awareness of the dangers of these irreversible medical practices. If you put your body on hold, if you put your son or daughter's body on hold for 4 or 5 years, you don't think that that causes a problem with the natural progression of the human body? A nonpartisan group called the Kelsey Coalition delivered on Friday a strongly worded petition asking U.S. Surgeon General Jerome Adams to raise awareness about the harms in hormonal treatments and gender reassignment surgeries being performed on gender nonconforming youth. These treatments and procedures are being done without one long-term study. There is no detailed long-term study to talk about where these, what ends up with some of these kids. Or how they end up, I should say. Parents who consent to these treatments are often misled to believe that their child will be greater risk of suicide if they don't do it. There's no evidence, none, absolutely none, to support that. Okay? They're also told, and we played the clip here, the secret clip, the parents are lied to. They're told that it is reversible. Now, once they stop, you know, should a child decide that I want to still be a male, they can stop the hormone blockers and everything goes back to normal. It doesn't work that way. And the chemicals and the things that need to form in your body don't form while you're on pause. You can't tell me that that's not damaging. In Oregon, parental consent is irrelevant. The law allows 15-year-olds to receive state-subsidized hormonal treatments and surgeries without parental knowledge or permission. This is crazy. 15 years old. The government can take control of your child at 15. Earlier than that, really. But we've allowed it to happen. You keep electing these nut jobs to the legislature as legislators. At 15 years old, you can't drive, you can't drink. I'll tell you what, if they really think these kids, if they really think that they have the ability to make these life-altering, life-shattering decisions, then my God, let's wipe out all the drug laws, right? Let's, as far as age goes, let's not watch any movie at any age, anywhere, anyhow. Let's let them have sex with as many people as long as they want, wherever they want to. Let them go to bars at 15, 14, 13. They must be... If you're allowing them to make such a major decision in their lives at 15 years old, let's go all the way with it. Don't be hypocritical. let them pretty much decide whatever they want to do, whenever they want to do is fine. The petition says, the petition also highlights concerns about the hastiness in which these medical and surgical pathways are being opened, especially to young people. An increased number of informed consent clinics provide cross-sex hormones to young people after only one or two visits. These clinics do not require mental or physical health assessments. This is the problem, or one of the problems. Right? Surgeries may be obtained within months. How does one figure out? How does a doctor figure out in a few visits that a child of 15 is ready for sex change operation? This is where we're being dishonest, and this is where the left is being major league dishonest. They can't make up the mind whether it's God or science, whether it's Mother Nature or what have you. They can't seem to come to a conclusion. But yet they want to shove this stuff down the throats of God-believing people because they have to be the whacked ones. And then when it comes to what's going on, 15 years old. In California, 12-year-olds can get abortions without their parents knowing about it. So where's the logic behind this? You're telling kids that they can't smoke e-cigarettes because it might harm them, but they can chop off body parts and make changes and take heavy drugs. That's okay. Doesn't make any sense. You're ruining the lives of these young people who really don't know what they are or what they want to be or where they're going until they get a little older. When I say a little older, think about it. Think about your own life. Very few of you had it all together at 15, 18. Some of you don't even have it together at 50. Medical repercussions from the use of these treatments, they won't be seen for years to come. The petition cited the results of a large study from the American Heart Association on thousands of transgender-identifying adults that show significant risks to their cardiovascular health. Trans-identifying females on the hormones were three times as likely to have heart attacks. Let me repeat that because I know I don't speak it so good. Trans-identifying females on hormones were three times as likely to have heart attacks. Trans-identifying males on drugs were five times greater risk of developing, I can't even pronounce the word, venous thromboembolism. You can't pronounce that either. Among those supporting the petition, I should look up what that is so I can give it simple English, right? Whatever. Among those supporting the petition is Lynn Milliken, founder of the Lupron Victim Hub. Lupron is a drug used to treat sex offenders, prostate cancer patients, and children with precocious puberty, but has never been through an FDA approval process, right? When you think, again, I keep telling you that they start using these drugs for different things because it seems to work in one place and not another. It's never been tested for gender dysphoria and is prescribed off-label. Now, Dr. Susan Bradley, Canadian psychiatrist, known for her work on gender identity disorder, is also backing the effort. Michael Laidlaw, an endocrinologist from Rockland, California, he's been one of the most vocal doctors speaking out about the dangers of these practices, told the Christian Post on a Monday interview that he feels strongly that Surgeon General must be alerted to the long-term consequences of these drugs on young bodies. The treatments have no benefits to kids, none who identify with identity confusion. Now, I understand that the mega doses of testosterone are being given to teenage girls, some 10 to 40 times higher than what is normal for their bodies. Right? No wonder that follow-up studies in adults have shown an increased risk of death with these level of dose. So much more. I put the article up on the website. I'm Joe Messina, your host. You listen to The Real Side. Look at a lot more of this craziness, this foolishness that you need to take notes on and fight back on after the break. I'm Joe Messina, your host. Don't go far.